farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, the Jamaica Agricultural Society assures that there will be adequate supply of produce for Christmas. And later, or proverb of the day. I'm Anjoy James Soyez. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Hey girl, you coming to the party tonight?
I don't think so, you know. I don't have anybody to keep the baby. You will have to enjoy yourself without me. Ever since I get pregnant, I've missed out on a whole lot. Hanging out with friends, partying. I didn't even get a chance to finish school.
20% of Caribbean teenagers get pregnant before age 19, interrupting their education and crippling their chances of economic independence. Parents and guardians, talk to your children about sex and help prevent adolescent pregnancy. A message from the United Nations Population Fund.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, is appealing to consumers to eat Jamaican this holiday season by consuming locally produced foods. JAS President Senator Norman Grant is assuring consumers that there will be enough local produce on the market for the Yuletide season. According to Senator Grant, there is evidence of a considerable increase in the production of agricultural goods such as sorrel, gungu peas, cucumber, callaloo, ginger, and onions.
And some of these crops are 6 weeks crops. A lot of production is in the ground now, some of which will come in time for Christmas.
Statistics from the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries show that at the end of the September quarter, the agricultural sector recorded over 2% growth, notwithstanding the drought. Senator Grant says now that the country is experiencing rainfall, growth in the third quarter is expected to be higher.
I expect to have most agricultural food to eat for this Christmas. If there are some gaps, I'm sure that the Ministry of Agriculture, based on the policy framework, will ensure that there is no imbalance that will affect pricing for a consumer.
In the meantime, the JAS president says the Agriculture and Fisheries Ministry should be commended for the support given to farmers during the drought period.
The ministry has provided tanks, the distribution of water, has given support to the greenhouse farmers, has done drip irrigation, the expansion of the agropark to augment the effect of the droughts.
He says the support from the government has helped to keep the prices of vegetables such as tomatoes at a reasonable rate, while the productivity of the agroparks and other support strategies have ensured consistent supply of local foods. And now for a proverb of the day. When you go a fireside and see food, eat half and live half. Translation: when you go to the fireside and see food, eat half and leave half. And this means, don't speak all that you know.
I work with ladies in our prison system who never learned how to read. This can be very frustrating for them. So when I'm able to plant the seeds of education, I can watch these ladies grow and develop. It makes me feel so good. When they run to you with their CXC passes and tell you thanks, I know that I am making a real difference. I am Ethel Morgan of the Department of Correctional Services, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security, one nation, one mission.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse.
We've come to the end of today's program. You can keep up with us by visiting our website at jis.gov.jm, checking out our Facebook page, following us on Twitter at JIS News, or downloading the JIS app from the Google Play Store. I'm Anjoy James Soyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.